You're listening to the OneOfUs.net podcast network. OneOfUs.net and all of the shows on it are 100% subscriber supported. Please consider becoming a subscriber to OneOfUs.net. Keep the site and all of our great shows going and get some terrific bonus content as well.
All right, here we are. Better take a step back, because, oh my God, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's a really tall girl, Max. And she's not on the Disney Channel, no. She's on Netflix. Welcome, fellow listeners, nerds, and people, the ones who are one of us. My name is Julian. I'm here with Max. And we're gonna get real tall, and we're gonna go up there. And feel free to stop me at any time.
We're gonna find out how the weather is up there.
Oh my God! If I hear that fucking joke one more time, I might lose my shit. But let's just dive right into this, because everyone is just on the edge of their seat, I'm sure, listening to this, going, oh my God, how tall is that tall girl? Well, you're about to find out. So, I don't know if you want to sum up this story, Max, for us, but I don't mind doing it. I won't throw people under the bus like that, but would you care to tell the people what this motion picture is about?
Sure, yeah. Basically, it was about this girl named Jody. She's 6'1", and she's always been ridiculed her whole life for being too tall. Which, by the way, 6'1 is not like... apparently, she was the tallest person in her entire school.
I mean, in high school? Like, I don't remember that many 6'1 girls, but... I don't want to sound sexist.
It seemed like she was taller than all the guys. I remember there were like 6'7 guys in my high school.
Yeah,
it was pretty nuts. But yes, no, she's ridiculed her whole life for being too tall. And then some guy named Stig from Sweden decides to show up as a foreign exchange student. And she's like, oh my God, there's finally somebody the same height as me, so I don't have to feel terrible. And then basically all the girls are throwing themselves at him, trying to become his next love interest. And then the story kind of just continues from there. And it is very predictable.
Yeah, that was, I was going to say, like, I'm glad that you wanted to take the reins on that, because my description of this story would have been like, cliched Disney film in high school, but the girl is tall, and the guy is also tall, but she has a short friend. And I'm also glad you did it, because I'm terrible with names in general, so like... If I would have had to go, I would have been like, the tall one, who's the guy, and then the tall one, who's the girl. But, yeah, I think, to me, while I was watching this, and I use the word watching loosely, because it was more like my face drooped over, just like staring at it, slack jaw, because this was one cliche after another. Like, it wasn't that they followed one straight line. What I mean is that there's a lot of different cliches in these coming-of-age high school stories, and they deviate from not necessarily, like, one cliche, but just to another. You know, like, it's not just focused on this one type of story. It veers into other cliches that maybe you wouldn't expect, but this is just an amalgamation of, like, a million coming-of-age, just stories.
Yeah, it had some very weird cuts from scene to scene.
Yeah, like...
It was just kind of abrupt.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. The editing... Like, this whole movie just came across so bleh. Like, I could think watching this was like, you know, this feels like a Disney movie if it was trying to be edgy. And by edgy, I mean about as sharp as, like, a fucking butter knife, you know? Like, it's really not pushing the boundaries. Like, there's so many things in here that once the movie starts, you could call them out. Like, you can make a fun drinking game watching this movie going, I bet she'll have a friend, and then you could, like, argue with your friends, like, what stereotype they're going to give the friend. Like, are they going to make her a minority? Are they going to make her fat? Like, are they going to make her really short? And they do something. I won't spoil it for those who want to go into Tall Girl pure.
Right. And, yeah, I really liked the line. She was like, I've spent my entire life with my feet hanging off every bed I've ever slept in. I was like, I totally understand that because I'm 6'3", but it's kind of a weird line to just throw in there.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I think that this is for a very specific audience of girls who are over 6'1", because when I watched this, I was like, okay, this is just not another Disney movie, except it's not being clever about it. And you really can, you can pick up the pieces. You're like, all right, this is going to go one, two, or three ways. Like, there's no way that it was going to blow my mind. Because if it would have, I would be singing the praises of this movie. But to me, I mean, I don't think that it's horrible necessarily, but, you know, it's very lukewarm. And if I didn't have to watch this because I signed up for it, I would not. Like, this is something for, I think, a dad to watch before football with his daughter when she's begging to spend time with him.
Yeah, like the dad in the movie, which was also a cliche. He acted like he was screwing up everything, but it was really just his daughter, like, being that age.
Yeah, and even like her sister, the tall girl's sister, that, like, I don't know. Everything that you can point out about this movie is just another cliche. Like, I feel like we could go on for hours, like, pointing out, like, well, here's, like, her sister's the pretty one, you know? And, like, they, like, I don't know, there's, the only reason I would knock down this movie a couple pegs is because I think there's better examples out there. Maybe not for the tall niche, but in general, like, I feel like you could go look through the 90s and find a better Disney movie that came out doing this, because I'm really sick of these movies that take place in high school that are so unrealistic. Like, I just watched that new show Euphoria.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet.
Let me tell you, man. I graduated high school, like, almost 10 years ago, and... you know, high school has changed a little bit. Like, I was in the suburbs, so I guess I was sheltered. But, you know, kids in high school, they do drugs. And they drink alcohol, which is also a drug. And in Euphoria, the reason why I bring that up is it's also about a girl in high school, except she just got out of rehab. And funny enough, she's also tall, but she doesn't have problems with bullying about it because people don't usually bully the girls, at least in my experience. But not to say the girls don't get bullied, oh my God. But I think that Euphoria, like, it's just both ends of the coin. Like, Euphoria, dude, they show kids in high school, like, watching porn, you know, doing coke, doing Molly. Like, really.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But, like, that is realistic to me, you know, and it goes there. But this is like, all right, this feels like a cartoon almost, or this really feels like a movie for maybe young kids, like elementary going into middle school, or like if you're in middle school watching this going into high school, like, yikes, it's not going to be like this. This is like the very tame version. But you know, there's other things on Netflix that dealt with high school that I think they kind of captured a more realistic angle of it. What's it called? American Vandal. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that?
No, I've heard of it though.
Oh, it's great. Someone spray paints dicks all over all the teachers' cars, and they're trying to figure out who did it. And it's not like, you know, Euphoria where it goes like the whole 10 yards, but it still grounds itself in a place where it's like, all right, like these are kids doing stupid shit. Because the kids doing stupid shit in this is just, like, really cruel. Like, there's one scene in this movie, it's probably the only scene I really wanted to bring up, where it's like, that, not only do I not buy that ever happening, but this is, like, genuinely cruel. Like, when they prank call the girl and, like, they have the guy imitate the other guy's voice, it's like, no high schooler is that good at his impressions. I don't right. buy that,
that. That was a fantastic impression. I actually thought it was the guy for a minute.
Well, because it probably was the perfect. Actor. I would not be surprised if it was just the actor just saying the lines. And then, oh, we cut to other guy. It's not me, lol. But right. I'm taking over here. Like, tell me some of your thoughts. We don't got to go much longer.
Yeah, I was. I actually ended up watching an interview with the Swedish actor at the end. He's just some American guy that just decided to put on a fake Swedish accent, which was kind of funny. I expected him to have to maybe could be kind of Swedish. Apparently, he wasn't though.
I bought it. That's the one thing is like I don't think the performances are bad in here. I think that the concept is bad, and I think that their direction. Is fine. I wouldn't call it good because they were just directed to do what was on the page.
Yeah, and the movie is far too long for its own good.
I thought that it was like pretty short, but I mean, I guess you could have like
I don't know.
It's only an hour and a half, right? It's an hour 40 minutes.
It was like 1:47 or something. Maybe it's just because I was watching it at midnight. It's just like I think it took me 3 hours to get through it because I kept getting bored and pausing it.
Yeah, I'm used to watching shit that I don't find entertaining. Like, I'll just sit through and be like, all right. Like, yesterday I sat through Ninja Turtles 3. I was like, all right, this sucks, but maybe there will be, like, one nugget of gold in this piece of shit. And there usually are. Like, I found myself laughing at the movie sometimes. So I was like, oh, my God, is this about to happen? This is about to happen. And then it would just... I would just be, like, calling out how the movie would play out. And, I think
the main problem with this movie is that it didn't need to be about a tall girl. Like, because it was so cliche that it could have been about anything. It was just mostly about bullying.
Yeah, it was. Tall. It was mostly about bullying. And the bullying was not well written. Like, it wasn't clever enough. Like, there was no, like, penis Parker in this, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there was no... Because I feel like if you're going to do that, you need to keep the movie entertaining. And that's why I think this is just really, really aimed at kids, like, if it wasn't obvious already.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, it did feel very, very middle school. And it did feel very Disney Channel just because it was so unrealistic. Like, Disney Channel movies are good at... I say good in air quotes. Disney Channels are good at emulating something without it actually being realistic at all, but this just was very mediocre.
Yeah, and I feel like even like though I also said that on here, I feel like, man, if I went back and watched some of those movies, I feel like some of the criticisms I have of this, I would say that about those other Disney movies. But I mean, to Netflix's credit, I mean, Disney Plus is coming out soon, and this definitely is something that if this was on Disney Plus, I could see it popping off with kids. Like, I think that the biggest fault, like, something that they could have really improved, I mean, like, naturally, like, the writing could have been better, but I think that they could have really played with these characters a lot more and not just, like, given them weird things and just made everyone just a hipster. It's like, oh, here's her little friend, wink, wink, and, like, what? He's so weird. He uses a milk crate instead of a backpack. Like, to me, as not trying to brag at all, but I've worked on film sets, and it looked like, did you guys just, like, not think of him needing a backpack and you just flipped over a milk crate and he said that and someone thought it was funny, so you did it? Because the whole movie is cheap looking. Like, I don't know if you can tell, like, the most expensive thing was definitely the camera and probably the actor who played the dad, because he was the only one that I really recognized.
Well, and the mom was from The Office too.
Oh yeah, that's right, it's Angela.
Angela.
Yeah, she definitely looked happy to be getting paid for sure.
Yeah, and her character was just angry the whole movie. I don't think she smiled more than once.
I think she smiled. She was playing like the crazy, over-supportive mom, like, who's vicariously living through her daughters in a weird way. Cause...
Yeah, and the weird thing is apparently the main actor that played Jody, apparently she was in in what's that thing called that Maddie Ziegler came from, the one that does the dancing for Sia. It's like Dance Moms or whatever.
Oh, I had no idea. I don't know any of those words.
Yeah, apparently the main character was like one of those Dance Moms girls. And I guess she was bullied. I looked this up after the movie. I guess she was bullied when she was younger on that reality show just because she was tall. So I guess it was kind of a similar story to her real life
and
experiences.
That's what's so, like, I mean, I don't really care, but that's what's kind of disappointing about this and why, like, I'm less likely to recommend this to someone. Because if it would have genuinely made me laugh even a couple times, I would tell people, I was like, yo, this was not as terrible as I thought. But there's just, it's one of those movies where there's good ideas that are not fleshed out correctly or in a way that justifies me wanting to watch this or needing to watch it. I just don't think that the movie had anything to say.
No. I did kind of like her little small friend. I don't know its actual name, but the Swedish guy kept calling him Dunkers.
Yeah. Oh, like,
hey Dunkers. Yeah. I did kind of like that guy.
Yeah, that I recognize that actor slightly, but again, like it's probably just because I knew where the movie was going, and I was like, okay, I see you're setting this up way too obviously. Like, this character is annoying, and you're calling it out for it, but you're not. It really felt like this movie throwing a pie in someone's face would have been a surprise. You know what I mean? And that's not a surprise.
Yeah. And yeah, from the first scene of the movie, when he shows up, you're like, oh, I know where this is going.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, unless you have anything else to say about it, because I'm not trying to rush or anything, but like, I covered it, man. Like, she's tall. It's kind of boring. If you're over the age of 13, probably not for you. But
it just weirded me out that she was 6'1" and the tallest person in the entire school. Like, I could see her being the tallest girl, but it was weird there weren't any guys taller than her. That was just strange to me.
Yeah, and how come she wasn't on the fucking basketball team? Like, why was why didn't they do that with her dad? Like, that could have been kind of funny. Like, if I'm being really honest and I'm really trying to give the movie something, I thought that the first 5 minutes, like, even though it was making me cringe a little bit, like, it was kind of cute. Like, oh, I'm always tall, but then, like, the writing is not clever enough to make you laugh or to, like, keep your interest.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it was just boring, honestly.
Yeah, so do you want to go ahead and give your rating, and then I'll give mine, and I'll wrap it up?
Yeah, I was having a hard time. I was thinking about it all day today, like, because, like I said, I was up till 2 a.m. watching this thing, and then I had to get up at 6 for work, so I was dead tired all day. I was just trying to come up with a good score. I really can't give it more than, like, I don't know, I'm going to go, like, a 5.5 out of 10 Ingvar Krugers.
I mean, I think that's fair because, like, that's what I was thinking watching this, where I was like, this isn't bad. Like, there is some sort of effort. People definitely worked on this, but it's painfully average. And the cliches are so telegraphed, I gotta knock it down a peg for that. So I really wanted to give this a rating of I shouldn't watch this out of 10. It's not for me. But I'll give it a 4 big-ass feet that kicked me in the head watching this movie out of 10. Yeah.
4 size 13 men's shoes.
Exactly, on a high school girl that is probably not in high school.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I think we'll end it at that. Justin, I'm sure this is the perfect segue for you to come in and jump in here and go like, oh, hey, welcome, I'm Justin, and you just listened to oneofus.net. That wasn't an accurate impression, but thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.